This I believe. Mrs. George Hamlin Shaw has devoted most of her time for the past 20 years to work on behalf of moving people. At present, she is serving her second term as president of the National Travelers Aid Association. During World War II, she set up and supervised servicemen's lounges in New York, which welcomed approximately 11 million members of the armed forces. Here is Florence Shaw's creed.
Every time I attend a session of the United Nations, I'm fascinated by a most ingenious gadget. It's a machine that enables me to hear in any one of several languages exactly what is being said by any delegate speaking a foreign tongue. It's a unique sensation. I push a little button and I can hear the same words being spoken in English, Spanish, French, Chinese, or Russian. This machine always brings me a flash of the feelings experienced when one encounters the unfamiliar. My awe at its mechanical perfection is tinged with the slightest shade of fear. The languages sound strange, slightly mysterious, ominous. It's an uncomfortable feeling, one we all get when the unfamiliar enters our lives. This fear of the unknown, whether person or thing, is an instinct I have fought all of my life. Magnified into mass proportions, it becomes a powerfully menacing force, dominating a world which believes that a strange face means only trouble, that national, racial, or lingual differences mark a man who is to be feared, to be guarded against at all costs. It was not so long ago that people thought the quickest way to solve a murder was to lynch the nearest stranger. I base my whole philosophy of human relationships upon this single belief, that it is wrong to prejudge the unfamiliar, to classify it and reject it out of hand. It seems to me that I hold a minority opinion, for the world seems bent on reinforcing the international barriers separating man from his brother. The stranger is never wanted. I am not only talking about the laws and attitudes which separate nations. The same barriers make Yankees suspect down south and Easterners regarded as slickers in the West. I remember vividly what a young Kentucky Marine said to me a dozen years ago at the Troops in Transit Lounge in Pennsylvania Station, which was under my direction during the war. "Lady," he said, "please give me a postcard to prove I've been here. My folks back home will never take my word for it that you Northerners practice Southern hospitality." I leave it to the psychiatrist to figure out why the fear of the unknown is so universal an instinct. For myself, I am convinced that this is one instinct which will yield in the face of even a small amount of thought. Thomas Wolfe once asked, "Which of us is not forever a stranger and alone?" And I think Bernie Baruch had the answer when he said not long ago, "We didn't all come over on the same ship, but we're all in the same boat." Long ago I learned how much happier my voyage could be once I stopped being wary of my fellow passengers and began taking them at face value instead. My faith in the unknown, in the stranger within our midst, is like that of the small girl in the orphanage who was caught burying a note she'd scribbled to the outside world. Here is what it said. "Whoever you are, I love you. You need me, and I need you." It is this kind of unquestioning trust that will eventually bring us a better and happier world.
There are the beliefs of Mrs. George Hamlin Shaw of New York City. She is president of the National Travelers Aid Association.